Carlo Falava. Welcome to IQ On Air with Matanu Fipuli, Matanu Mangale and Maureen Fipuli. How are we today?
Oh man, today I'm awesome, feeling alive and well.
Alive is good.
Yes.
It's well. And to kick off our program today, we'd like to do our gratitude round. Ooh, okay. Matanu, would you like to begin with our gratitude round?
Absolutely. So in entering the studio today, we met up with Rick, the station, I'm not sure I'll say manager, but he reminded me of what I should be grateful for in regards to employment. So as we are, this being the month of December and the season of giving and being grateful, I'm grateful for my job and the school and the Ministry of Education that has allowed me to take this role of a learning support coordinator, where this year has been so many experiences that I've learned, and more importantly the children that I've been able to work with, but then the ability to earn and help my family, you know, just basically live in a very, well, what do you say? Yeah, New Zealand has become quite a costly place to live, but it's also the best place to live. So I'm grateful for my job and being able to provide for my family.
Absolutely. Thank you, Matanu. Mm. Employment is such a blessing in this day and age. For myself, I went to church this morning and I was teaching my Relief Society group. Shout out to Papakura First Ward, Relief Society. And I realized how grateful I am for my church family, my sisterhood at Papakura First. Mm. It's a real blessing to, one, be able to go to church and mix and mingle with our church family, but also to be able to share with each other, uplift and empower each other as a new week ahead looms. So thank you for that, Matanu. Yeah. So today, ladies and gentlemen who might be listening, we are going to talk about love from the Indigenous Queen 2020. Now, on Saturday, the 28th of November, 2020, we had the IQ poetry book launch Love from the Indigenous Queen 2020. And it was amazing.
It was the best.
Woohoo. It was just phenomenal. Now, I'm going to do a little bragging.
Because you can.
I'm allowed to. So we had 18 magnificent queens contribute poetry to this book. So how it started, did you ask me how it started? And artwork.
Yes, I did ask. Telepathically.
To answer your question, how did it start? Mm-hmm. So this book was created in the safe space we call IQ Talanoa. And this space was created in August 2018. So if you listened to our first show last month, you would have realized that, so it's that group of women that met together to talk about going back to study as a mature student. So during lockdown, we were forced to go online and we were able to do Zoom sessions.
That was exciting and interesting.
That was really amazing, quite empowering, because we got a variety of women who actually wanted to have writing sessions. Mm-hmm. And so we scheduled regular writing sessions and through these writing sessions, poetry was being written and shared in the sessions. So we decided the best time for queens to share their poetry is during Queen's Birthday 2020, in the month of June. And so we held a poetry share and we were supported by Honorary Minister Aupito Sua William Seal and MP Anahila Kanongata Sui Sui Ki. And
you say that so well. You must
I know,
because
you know we're BFFs.
Oh, you're only like that. Okay.
It was the most amazing poetry share. And as I listened to the sacred words of these queens, I thought, it can't stop here. And then the queen started to ask, well, you know, when's our next poetry share? But I thought, as much as a poetry share is really nice, we weren't sure when the lockdowns were going to finish or whatever. Right. So the opportunity came for us to apply for some funding. So we thought, you know, we are going to publish these magnificent words.
And shout out to the Labor government who allowed that to happen and gifted us those funds.
Well, the first funding was from the Ministry for Women, yes, and then the second funding was from a Ministry for Pacific Peoples.
Yes,
but without this funding, we would not have been able to only 5 months later launch this magnificent book titled Love from the Indigenous Queen 2020. So tonight we would like to read a selection of these poems. So in the meantime, since the 28th of November up until today, we have been able to gift some of these books to organizations who work with women, who work for the safety of women, who work to empower women. We've also been able to gift some of these books to our presenters who gave of their time freely since 2018.
That's right.
And we've also had many people support us by buying the book.
So at
the end of the show, we'll give you more details on how you can purchase a book, or if you would like, you can sponsor a book.
And we would
donate this book in your name to, it might be an organization in your local area, or it might even be a school. We've even had a sponsor from the Sunshine Coast, my darling Misha. She sponsored 5 books. So these books are going out to organizations that empower and support women here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, even though she lives over in the Sunshine Coast.
Wow.
We've even had the beautiful Margaret sponsor 2 books to be sent, you know, to any organisation here in her local area of South Auckland.
Wow.
So thank you for that, Margaret. And Margaret's in Queensland.
Margaret. Wow.
And I've also been able to send a couple of books to Margaret, and she is going to share it with the organisation she works for over there. So, hey, we're going global, people,
yes,
so don't miss out. If you want to know how to grab hold of a book, join our Facebook page, IQ Talanoa, or listen to the end of our podcast.
All right.
So our first poem tonight and our first poet bio will be our beautiful Leva'a and Niulisa. I'm just going to read Leva'a's biography, which is included in the book. Now, before I do that, I wasn't sure if woman, you know, because I don't really like telling my age. So I gave our poets the option of identifying their age. So if you were an apple, you're up to 15 years old. If you said orange, then you are between 16 and 29 years old. If you're a mango, a juicy, gorgeous mango, you are 30 to 49 years old. And if you're like me, you're a niu, N-I-U, or the young coconut, you are 50 years plus. So our beautiful Leva'a and Niulisa identified herself as a mango, a juicy, juicy mango. Now, she was born in Tamaki Makaurau, Okilangi, New Zealand, and she spent lockdown 2020 at home with my family in Henderson, Auckland. Now, Anne just wanted to say, in 2017, I went completely blind. My poem talks of my struggles prior to my blindness, the struggle becoming the war I raged with, and finally coming through it by holding on to hope, love, and faith. I have been incredibly blessed with my loving and supportive family who have seen me at my lowest as well as at my highest point. My hope for those that may relate to my struggle is to surround yourselves with people that will speak words of encouragement and life over you. Learn to receive and accept the words as you are worth it.
You are worth it, girl.
So I'm going to read the honour of reading Leva'a and Niulisa's poem, Sometimes I Can Be My Worst Enemy.
My own worst, yeah.
I am an expert at hiding in plain sight, a professional at dimming her own spotlight. Cruising under the radar is not to stand out, riddled with fear, crippled by self-doubt. Told to believe there will be a brighter day, translates in my mind to suck it up and pray. Washed in guilt and shame, I take a deep breath in, convinced that my depression is a result of my sin. Ignore, bury, and forget it. It will go away to die. Foolishly believing this is true and not a lie. One foot in front of the other, head up with a smile, Grasping shattered glass doesn't hurt after a while. For what rhyme or reason should I feel this way when life seems good and all is okay? Stubborn perseverance, my chosen road to cope. Unknown to me, it was paved with unwavering hope. It happened one day after many days and nights. Tension left my body, chest not so tight. As the fog lifted, I was shocked to see hand in mine standing alongside me, love in their eyes pumping straight to my heart. Family always present, mine from the start. So close to me, no need to shout, only a whisper and courage for me to reach out. Knowing I am loved is the catalyst to changes inside. I know I am safe and secure with no reason to hide. No more excuses, no more turning back. So I focus on the good, not on what I lack. To swallow my pride made me weak. I was wrong. Asking and accepting help is where I grow strong. Sometimes I can be my worst enemy. A battle I win when I claim my destiny. Papitai lava leva'a en niulisa. With sometimes I can be my worst enemy.
Wow, how powerful that is. And it was so lovely to meet her and her family at the book launch, eh?
Absolutely. Her dad and her brother were there to support her, and Anne gave the most beautiful, uplifting speech there. So thank you. So I'm going to pass the time to Neil. She's going to read another poem from one of our queens.
So, unfortunately, I didn't get to meet Zelda Tafoe. She's in Wellington. Is that correct, Maureen? So she actually lives in Wellington.
That's right.
But her profile page is places her born in Hamilton, New Zealand, 43 years old. So
43 years old.
She's not afraid to say it. Clicks to you, Queen. She spent lockdown 2020. We arrived from India and spent 2 weeks self-isolated. Now, I know what that feels like. Well, actually, I wasn't, but my family had been that way. The day that we were free was the day it was announced that the whole of New Zealand would go into lockdown. We spent lockdown at home in Wellington. I just wanted to say, my story is nothing that hasn't been told before. It is intense and quite the emotional roller coaster. I'm still very much in the middle of my fight, and this marathon will continue. I am armed and ready to keep fighting for what is right, to unlearn the negative aspects of our culture and unsafe practices that enable perpetrators to keep abusing, to learn to articulate thoughts and feelings, to live and practice good habits mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually that are worth of my precious time and effort, and to stand and fight with all people for their voices to be heard and to demand their justice. Don't wait for the fight to come to you. Let your truth be heard now.
Zelda
sounds like
Zelda.
A very passionate woman, and I hope I do you justice, darling, when I read this poem, O'a'ulea.
Her poem, actually, O'a'ulea, accompanies the photographic artwork she submitted as well, which is also in the book.
It's a beautiful, I mean, if I can just describe it a little bit, it just has a whole lot of light pictures and her face, which almost looks down to you. I mean, placing her in the upper sphere than myself, and I love what that is. So here I am going to share with you O'a'ulea. This is a title I gift myself. I give myself the right to do so, permitted by no one else but God. He has bestowed it upon me. He given me the mana, the mouth, and the courage to stand strong and stand alone. I am without boundaries or limitations. I am a gift unto myself, one that I'm still unwrapping, still discovering. I am beautiful. I am resilient. I am strength. I am priceless and I am fearless. I am a tupu to my ta'i. I am a queen. Exclamation mark.
Wow. Enough said.
Mic drop.
I am a tamaitai.
Tupu tamaitai.
Tupu tamaitai. I am a queen.
Very, very much so.
Thank you, Zelda. Now, if you want to see Zelda's gorgeous artwork, grab a hold of the book and we'll let you know at the end of the show how you can do that. Now, our next poem is from a beautiful Niavata Vita. I'm going to read her profile and then I'll read her poem. Now, I had picked a particular poem, but as I went through her other poem, I thought, no, I need to read this other one. So Niavapili was born in Samoa and grew up surrounded by her village. As a young girl, she learnt the value of hard work. At the time, the neighbour's son had returned from his scholarship. Niava knew exactly what she had to do. At the coming of age, while half-caste and her counterparts enjoyed life, sipping coffee at the cafe, Kailaki, or calling in song requests to the radio FM station, Niava buried her head in books as she writes in Breakthrough, one of her poems. She has four beautiful children and one grandson. She is married to her high school sweetheart. Niava is currently teaching in Melbourne, Australia. She also lived and raised her family in Auckland. New Zealand is where she taught in previous years. She has acquired many hobbies, including the most recent at 43, going for long bike rides with her family.
Well done.
FYI, she is also known as Sister Fa'awi, and back in the village, she was bestowed the chiefly title Le Aupepe. Niava hails from the village of Fasito'uta and Moata'a. She has five brothers and no sister. Now, the poem I'm going to read is The Trip did not eventuate, and it talks about her mother's journey with cancer. IQ Talanoa became Niava's go-to place during COVID-19, and the opportunity to write became the perfect distraction from a chaotic world which is on the race to find a COVID-19 vaccine. So just a poet's note, to my village who raised me to become the beautiful Ai Queen I am today, thank you. To my parents, Le Aupepe Pili Ioane and Salama Sina. O alofa nā, o alofa nei. To my grandson, Lucan, I hope you grow up to be as unique as your name. The Trip That Did Not Eventuate by Niava Tavita. Today I am excited to be seeing Mum across the Tasman. Today is Friday the 6th of March, and I just can't wait to board the aircraft. Today I packed my 7-kilogram carry-on and took it with me to work, then straight to the airport, beating traffic. That was the magic plan. Today, I woke up next to Mum. It's been 6 weeks since I saw her last. Today, I asked her for $200. If you didn't know, well, she is my bank. Today, Mum wanted to go to bingo, and I just had to tag along. I sat next to her and watched. Her beautiful, long, straight black hair has all gone. Though I am glad to be spending this weekend with her and am making the most of it while it lasts. Today, I am asking a million questions to the surgeon who will operate on my mum, to whom I have given all my trust. Gastric adenocarcinoma, locally advanced. No distant metastasis found in any other parts. Today I asked the millionth question. Would there be blood supply should the need arise? How long is the recovery process if everything goes fine? Today I woke up earlier than usual as I gazed across the sky. Heavy heart, longing, wishing I could be there by your side. But COVID-19 has brought about major disruptions. An iconic one, no international flights. Today, of all days, Your siblings, family and friends joined forces with us, waiting, fasting. Today, we collaborated as a family more than ever before, planning meals, double-checking medical appointments, watching out for any side effects and knowing what to do next. Today, as we embraced our mother from near and far, I am grateful to Facebook and Zoom for making it possible for us all to connect and virtually caring for our mother at the speed of the internet. Today, we held our very first family lotto on Zoom because our hearts are full, bursting with so much gratitude. Today, we tuned in from five locations, one heart, one love, with all of her children and grandchildren, singing songs of praise to the heavens above for blessing us with a mother like no other, whose heart is golden than gold. Her journey with cancer has brought each one of us actively back to the fold. Today, as I'm writing this poem, my heart still longing to hug you, to take a selfie with you while you are still bored. Today, I try to be patient, though my patience has long run out, for the trip that did not eventuate. Today, I tell myself for the trillionth time how I long to be by your side and will be making my booking and take that international flight once we are free from this coronavirus fight.
Wow. Many words to think about.
Our hearts and prayers are with you and your beautiful mum.
The next queen that I'm going to share a poem from is Talitha Matiasi, who describes herself as another juicy mango.
Juicy mango.
So do... Her profile page is in Te Reo, so I hope I do justice for you, Talitha. I did meet you at the launch, and I was really it blessed my heart that I had a chance to meet you and your whānau, so I hope I do justice with this poem, with reading your profile. Ko rangi heke tini te tiupuna, ko maunga turoto raua, ko puketapu ngā maunga, ko waiaruhe te awa, ko wai whāriki te whenua, ko taia mai te runga waiwai, ko te koro, koe koro kia tutuki te whare, ko maru nui te urupā, ko hato mikaere te whanau, whare karakia hoi ano, ko te whare karakia o ihu karaiti, o te hunga tapu o ngā rā ho pea toku whare karakia i naia nei. Ko Ngati Rangi te hapu, koutou ngā hapu o Ngati Rangi, ko Ngati Hiri Ahi, ko Ngati Mau, ko te uri tanifa, ko te whānau waihoki, ko ngāto kimata whaorua te waka, ko ngā puhi te iwi, ko Watling toku whānau ingoa, ko Max Matiasi, no hāmoa ia toku ngā kaureka me tāne pūrotu hoki, ko Leala B Matiasi toku tamaiti mata amua, ko Talitha Matiasi ahau, he a konga mango āhau. He a konga tau toru a hua no reira i ako au mai i te wā o te raka me taku whānau i te tonga o Tamaki Makaurau.
Mālō.
Talitha's poem, Letter to my babies by the Indigenous Queen, Talitha Matiasi. Your maternal grandparents. Early, a young couple faces financial debt. Buy a house, they say. Take out a loan, you'll be set. Uneducated with how the world works, they now rely on government perks. Paycheck to paycheck, making ends meet. 56 years later, they are still deadbeat. I can't help but feel like it's education's fault. Sign here and sign here is all they were told. Your paternal grandparents. Hear, 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 hear. They shout and they roar. Come live in New Zealand. There's jobs. Don't live poor. Uneducated with how the world works. Migration's got them relying on government perks. Unable to succeed in an unfamiliar new home. Now embarrassed, depressed, and addiction prone. I can't help but feel like it's education's fault. They said, get on the boat. But that's all they were told. Your parents. The next generation is raised on government perks. Hoha with parents because of their income from work. Marmite sandwiches was the plate taken for shared lunch. All whilst those kids giggled in their bunch. I learned from about science, English and math too. I smashed all those subjects because I had nothing to lose. The Nazi story intrigued me. How could history be so raw? I couldn't help but feel like there's loads more, galore. But why did we learn of the Germans and Jews? What world-famous artist and his beautiful muse? When here in our yard, our history's importance should speak of the indigenous, not that Christopher Columbus. That is a white man's world, and going to school gets a good job. But I can't help but feel like this picture seems odd. Insurance, politics, and monopolization, loans, credit cards, and corrupt operations. Schools don't teach us of these harms whilst trying to live under their hegemonic charm. Now you know of those historic suppression enhancers. Our parents did a damn good job despite their chances. Now aware and educated of how the world works, what are we going to do to advance in life's perks? Hold true, hold fast, and endure to the end. Resist, wake up, fight and not bend. You, my mokopuna, culture is rich, profound and belonging. Don't let mainstream deprive you of what influences you're becoming. World views, paradigms, people's foundations, they're all beautiful, whether Spanish, African or Caucasian. See their rawness, their authenticity, it's validating. But educate yourself with benevolence and things from the begotten. God's values, family, friends, virtues. These are the things God allows to bring with you. Have fun. Buy that house and jump on that boat. Travel the world. Cheers and make toasts. Be discerning, sober, wise and ask questions. Master the persuasions of convincing, alluring temptations. History's pains, your pains and life's pains. There's more. Don't let them break you. Let them make you be free and soar. I can't help but feel like miracles are yet to transcend to my posterity, Māori ora, Māori tū, and amen.
Amen. Wow, Talitha, thank you for blessing us with that beautiful letter to your babies. Ngiu mālo, lovely te reo.
Oh, I was trying my best. Beautiful. Oh, thank you.
Our next poem is from Queen Diane Gilbanks. Now, Diane is a proud daughter of Gordon, also known as Kingi, and Gwenda Gilbanks. I was born in Auckland, New Zealand, her poet bio says. I am 51 years old. Mm-hmm, you go, girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She spent lockdown in 2020. I spent lockdown 2020 at home in Manurewa, Auckland, on my own. As my youngest had just only moved out of home. One level down, I was joined by my wonderful mum and a stray cat.
Oh. Meow.
I just wanted to say, I have lovely memories as a small child of my father holding my hand as we'd walk. The sense of contentment, love and security from these memories has stayed with me and provides comfort in my daily struggle with his passing. As a lower leg amputee and someone who suffered physical pain every waking moment, yet never sat still and always had something that needed doing, Dad was and continues to be an inspiration to all who hold him dear. This poem is but one way for me to honour my dad for the amazing father he was and the amazing things he did. These Hands by Diane J. Gilbanks. These hands are my father's, big and square, protective and warm. My child hand contently enveloped. These hands never harming, nurturing and healing. These hands complete hugs, wipe my tears and the prickles from my feet. These hands never idle, calloused, built our home. Strong and proud, these practical hands of a carpenter and baker, cakes for teachers, gravy for the roast. These are educating hands, changing tires, grabbing the handbrake, playing snooker and cards. These hands are fun. They strum the uke and swing the clubs. Sometimes they pinch my nose. Saved by these hands, they answer the phone, dip deep into pockets, pull me back to my feet. These, my father's hands, take mine as I struggle in labor, tenderly hold his first grandchild. Her child hand, contently enveloped, protective and warm. Big and square, these hands. They are my father's.
Wow. We've heard from four of our poets, or we've read four poets. Five. I think it's time for a song right now.
Is it time for a song?
Yeah. Just let those words envelop us. Such beautiful queens. For those whose poems we've read so far, thank you for your contribution to the book. And let's hear it. Who are we hearing from right now?
So we're going to hear from the beautiful Yolanda Adams. Right, she's a gospel singer from America. And this beautiful song that she has for us, listen to the words and process the poems you've already heard.
Bye.
beautiful voice, Yolanda Adams.
Sing it, girl.
I believe I can fly.
Powerful words.
For those that have just joined us, thank you for joining Planet FM and IQ On Air right now. We are reading through some poems from our Love from the Indigenous Queen 2020
poetry book.
That's right.
That was launched on Saturday, 28th of November, 2020. And next up we have our beautiful Queen poet, Andrea Bertessa Fua. Now, according to Andrea's bio, she was born in Tamaki Makaurau, and Andrea is our gorgeous fruit, the orange. Now, remember, the orange citrus, was between 16 and 29 years of age. Spent lockdown in Te Upoko o Te Ika, and I just wanted to say thank you for your time, your attention, and for hearing me out. I know poetry has power. These words I've shared have helped me in this season to reflect, process, and heal. Andrea's added a Samoan alanga upu, e pala le ma'a ai le pala upu. Even stones decay, but words endure. So the poem I'm going to read from Andrea is called Flight Mode by Andrea Bertessa Fua. She's back, this familiar stranger, unwelcome, but persistent. She has her own key, and she crawls into my mind, making herself at home and catching me off guard, pulling me down into a crevice that fits only my fetal positioned soul and not much else. And it doesn't make sense. There's all this light, so much light, and love, and care, and concern all around me, trying to reach into the darkness. But I shrink away, feeling guilty and ungrateful, and guilty for feeling ungrateful. Heavy with a burden I don't understand amidst unseen forces that are real for only me. I can't fight, so I sit and wait in silence. When you don't hear from me, please don't reach out. Please don't call. The unread messages and missed calls, they add to the already crushing weight. Letting you down hurts. Letting you in hurts too. This is not a mayday call. It's a whisper to the others like me, the ones who need to retreat and space to struggle on their own. When the unwelcome but persistent arrive.
My Lord Andrea, and thank you for your poem.
And your courage, darling. Thank you for sharing.
Our next poet is Anil. She's one of the first, no, she's the first Anil that we are reading from. Millie Tapusoa.
Millie Vanilli Tapusoa.
Millie spent her lockdown, her statement says, I experienced lockdown in Weifang, China, then in Cairns, Australia, and back home, Auckland, New Zealand. And I just wanted to say I am grateful for the opportunity to contribute to this amazing collection from outstanding women. I'm a mother and grandmother. This, to me, is my true calling and my highest achievement ever. The inspiration for my contributions come from my daughter, Jamalia Helen Linda Solowota. who passed away in 1989. She was born in the month of July. Brilliantly Brilliant was inspired by my son Jaden Nephi Solowuta, who lives with autism. I am constantly amazed at how Jaden views the world and how his character and personality of resilience are evolving. He is the funniest person I know and wise far beyond his years. I love all my children and grandchildren dearly. Aiki Talanoa has been a blessing in my life, and I am honoured to have been asked to write in this sacred space. Whaawhetai. The poem that we're reading from Millie is called It's So Much Easier to Smile. When crying no longer makes a sound, it's so much easier to smile. When prolonged pain lingers in the heart, it's so much easier to smile. When words don't want to come, it's so much easier to smile. When hiding or running are not options, it's so much easier to smile. When expectations become overwhelmingly unbearable, it's so much easier to smile. When breathing is a struggle, body heavy, it's so much easier to smile. When you next encounter a smile, pause a moment. Take a closer look, because it's so much easier to smile. Thank you, Millie Tapusoa.
Words of wisdom. Mm-hmm. Thank you, darling. Our next poet is my darling queen and friend, Kim Gregory. Her poet bio says, "My name is Kim Gregory and I was born in the West Midlands, England. Me and my husband Ian and our three amazing children came to live in New Zealand in 1998, and I consider Aotearoa to be my home. I love its contrasting landscapes, in particular the Waitakere Ranges in Auckland. I went back to school at 49 years of age. Yay, Kim!
Chee-hoo!
Going on to gain a diploma in counselling and a Bachelor of Applied Social Science, specialising in counselling. I am lucky enough to meet incredibly brave people who never fail to humble and inspire me. I have always journaled. I find it to be an outlet and an expression of my spirituality and, at times, outpouring of words that my mouth cannot express. I love that. It is with a huge gulp I share some of my musings. And the poem I would like to share is called I Am Not Broken, written by my beautiful friend and queen, Kim Gregory. I am not broken. I am cracked, splintered, and scarred. Yet the sun shines through. I am not broken. I am full, solid, whole, and healed, and love shines through. I am not broken. I am not alone. I am not forsaken. I am a rock, solid, standing strong against the elements. I am a butterfly emerging from the chrysalis, from darkness and silence. I am a stallion rising, standing high against those who seek to break me. I am the evening sunset, peaceful, soft, and hopeful for tomorrow. I am hope. I am not broken.
Wow. My Thank Lord, love him. Beautiful. That was beautiful. Our next poet and queen is Natalie Callard.
Yay, Natalie. Woo!
This is what she writes in her profile. Most of my writing and creative expressions are about me being in places, familiar or alien, physically or emotionally. My creative expressions are about where I come from, be it years ago or in the last few moments, and where or what I am moving towards, what I am choosing to take with me and what I am choosing to leave behind. They describe processing of experiences of relationships, events, spaces, and time. I encourage every girl and woman to make space to express yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Express yourself,
express
girl.
Yourself.
Woo. Placing what is in us is a place that we can look, feel, evaluate,
mm-hmm.
where we can honor ourselves, be that in public or in private, be courageous and care for each other. This is my attempt at walking that talk.
Beautiful.
And it was a blessing to meet Natalie at the book launch. Mm-hmm. So, Natalie, darling, I hope I do you justice. The poem that we're reading from your writing, Immigrant Worker, by the Queen Natalie Callard. You don't know where I come from, but you presume that some things are beneath me. You cannot understand my fears, nor are you able to only see me, not where you think I have been. And I am the sum total of every beating, every heart thud taken by force, every charity given and taken. I am the joy and essence of a life lived outside of your knowing. And you will not know what I am because you don't really care to look. I shall not bow. That is why I am here.
Preach, girl.
Thank you, Natalie.
Immigrant worker. You know, listening to that, I think of when Mum and Dad first came from Samoa to Aotearoa, New Zealand.
Mm.
Beautiful. Thank you, Natalie. Okay, now we have the Queen Pauline Fuimaono Sanders. And this gorgeous lady is a mango, a juicy, juicy mango. I've got a song in my head, but anyway.
Yeah.
According to Pauline's bio, she spent lockdown 2020 working on the front line, mm-hmm. providing COVID-19 testing services in the community and isolation hotels. This is one of our frontline essential mm-hmm. workers who put her life on the line every single day
for
to keep us safe.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely. I wanted to say, this is from Pauline, thank you for the opportunity to share my thoughts, experiences, and perspectives. Poetry has helped me through challenging times and continues to be a tool of healing for me. We are all going through something, whether we let others know or keep them private. Finding your way to express and release your emotions will help share your load and free some space for you. Be kind to yourself. Live your values. Be in the moment. Love yourself unconditionally. Trust there is a plan for you. You are here where you need to be right now. Enjoy being the creator that you are. Much aloha. So the poem we have selected to read from the pen of our fabulous Pauline Fuimaono Sanders is titled Just What I Needed.
All right.
Thank you, my friends. Today was what I needed. Kindred and like minds who have shared similar experiences. A safe space to be honest and open. And I know that what is said at lunch stays at lunch. LOL. My spirit feels uplifted. Some healing has taken place. Thank you, strong, beautiful woman of color. I need more of that to connect more with others, to help me lift myself out of a hole I find myself in sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I am feeling gratitude. The bricks of the wall are shifting. Important to keep perspective and important to remember it is about perspective. Your power is yours. It is precious. Hold on to it. Don't give it away too easily. Like Auntie reminds me, don't throw your pearls to the swines. There is a fine balance between helping, being accommodating, and throwing pearls. Be smart, be cautious, but be fair and effective. Thank you, ladies, for your time, for you. It was just what I needed.
Amen.
Wow,
beautiful poems being shared. This, I'm really glad that we've had a chance to share with you some of our poems from the IQ book. We don't have much time left in our hour, so Maureen, this is a chance to talk about if anyone's interested in the book or you've got announcements to share for.
Yeah, I actually wanted
listeners.
Just to play one more song.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll come back and do our closing announcements. We have about 10 minutes, but we have another show in 2 weeks.
Yes, that's right, the 27th
of
December.
We'll have some more poetry shares as well. But this beautiful song here, this is a song I sang at my dad's funeral many moons ago. And the words of the song just, you know, I think they really go well with some of the poems that we have been able to share today. So ladies, enjoy this and we will be back very soon.
Oh, from the Queen Gladys Knight.
Wind beneath my wings.
It must have been cold there in my shadow to never have sunlight on your face. You've been content to let me shine. You always walked a step behind. I was the one with all the glory, while you were the one with all the strength. Only a face without a name.
Right on, Gladys Knight. I'm just going to wrap up our poetry hour with one of the poems that I had written myself. So Maureen talked about at the beginning of the show writing sessions. I joined in on one of them. And in 10 minutes, we were given a chance to write and then to come back and share. So this is me, and I've written before, but I've never written poetry. So for those queens out there who say, I'm not a poet, I don't know how to write, this is a pencil scratching that I put together, and I also felt that I wasn't a good poet or a writer. But take what I've written and see if you can. I'm sure everybody has poetry in their blood, so enjoy. This one is called Skin Deep. Silky smooth, chocolatey softness, Pacifica blood encased with sickness. Weird glances, fear of disease, no chance of friendship, so hard to please. Unexplainable lesions cover my skin, blood-stained sheets, a daily routine. Fear of the unknown, seeking medical advice, someone medicine, using heat and ice. Leaves crushed for forced choice, recreated as paste, applied so generously, must not waste. Many options provided, all tried, yet failed. Social life awkward, yet laughter prevailed. Through tears of sadness, excluded and alone, I find solace in knowing my skin is my own.
Mm-hmm.
Believe there is love, peace and harmony too, just waiting to be found in a friend like you. So, that poem is...
It's a very personal poem. I remember watching Mum having to take care of you as a young child with the skin illnesses that you had.
Mm.
So every line you read, it just took me back to those days, especially the fofoa and not wanting to waste any precious part of the bay you were given.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you, ladies, queens, and any kings out there who have joined us today. I'm so sorry we weren't able to get more through more poetry, but as we come to the end of our show, I need to do an announcement, mm-hmm. a very important announcement.
What's coming
on
up?
On Wednesday, the 16th of December, 2020. Ooh,
that's three more sleeps from now.
Three more sleeps. Yes. Three more moys. And for those who don't moy, three more. Yeah. We're holding an IQ Talanoa graduation celebration at the MIT Pacifica Community Centre from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Now, we realised there were some IQ Talanoa queens who were unable to walk that stage like a boss and receive their certificate from graduating because of COVID-19, you know, kicking us our butts and making us cancel so many graduations.
Absolutely.
So if you're available, please come along to support some of our amazing graduates at the IQ Talanoa graduation celebration Wednesday, 16 December 2020 at the MIT Pacifica Community Centre from 6 p.m.
Right.
Now, it's my pleasure to let you know that our book, Love from the Indigenous Queen 2020, is now available at selected libraries in Auckland, Tamaki Makaurau. And hopefully, you know, they'll make their way throughout our beautiful country and maybe even overseas to Samoa, Australia, and America, and the rest of the world.
So if you're unable to buy one, you can go have a look at the libraries and they have it on
Absolutely.
Their shelves.
But Amazing. If you wanted to buy one, please join our Facebook page, IQ Talanoa, and we will send you the details on how you can buy one. If you live in Auckland, I will even arrange a personal delivery. How cool is that?
Wow.
If you want me to sing, you're going to have to pay me for that because, you know, my talent should, yeah, my agent won't let me do things like that for free.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our next show, Neil,
is on the 27th of December. And right here on Planet FM 104.6.
And it's a Christmas dedication show, as well as sharing a few more poems. So please send us your Christmas shout-outs or song dedications. We'll try our best with the songs.
Right.
And if I have to sing it, you know, myself, that's a bonus.
Oh, so you mean we're not singing it? We're not bringing in our guitars and our ukuleles.
You know what? Let's have a think about that.
Yeah.
See how many listeners we lose doing that. So send us your Christmas shout-outs and song dedications for Ainga, for family,
right,
and friends in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and around the globe. So, Neil, we have one more minute left. Is there something you would like to say for our listeners before we fly away?
I just wanted to say for those that have difficulty in feeling that they can't express themselves with written or writing words, there is always there are ways to express yourself through dance and through other mediums. So I was so blessed to be a part or to witness Boombox Volume 1. It was such an amazing. So I shout out to the royal family and the palace that put on that show.
My Lord Paris, Tamaitai Queen,
gave them
Paris
a chance
Goble.
To express themselves through song and dance, even spoken word. Amazing.
Is there a shout out you wanted to let people know about?
Yeah, so this beautiful group through the Ministry of Social Development, they provide all the funding to allow children from 16 to 18 be a part of free hip-hop classes. Starting in February 2021, there's free transport, and then they just have to text DANCE, D-A-N-C-E, to 3548 for more information to
register. I'm a Neil. I'm a Neil. What if I want to learn? Anyway, we've got 5 seconds left. Have a beautiful
week. We love you all.
Have
a great Christmas. We'll see you 27th.